Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim on Hanukkah. This is the fifth Shi'ur. We have already seen Niflaos, Rabos, Vigdolos, Mitoras Hashem. It has been phenomenal, B'siyata D'shmaya. We're going in the path of my very beloved saintly teacher, Agon Rav David Manzatzal. The Mahalach that we have been developing is that the Yisod of Nes Chanukah was that Hashem removed the powers of, in other words, Hashem allowed the powers of nature to run their course. Normally, Hashem said to his world, die, but on Chanukah, he didn't say die. So, since Koach HaPoel B'Nifal, since God's power is in creation, so creation is infinite. Just it doesn't act infinitely because Hashem stops it. There's a koach negdi. There's an opposing koach, an opposing force, a tempering force, a force that checks and limits the opposite side. So comes Chanukah, and both the Neros just kept going, and that's Megala. What the Milchama was the infinite power of the Jewish people on the battlefield was revealed. And that is in a nutshell, Shiva nutshell, what we've been talking about. And with this we understood many, many different sources. And now we will take the ball and run, so to speak. It says in the Gemara in Shabbos, Nevchof Aleph on the base, Tonu Rabbonon, Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Ishu Beito, B'Mahadrin, etc. Mahadrin, Minah Mahadrin, Beis Shammai says that first day 8, and then you go in descending order. Beis Hillel says first day 1, then you go in ascending order, 1 to 8. Ula says, etc. Various reasons given in the Gemara, what are the for Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? One reason given is that Beis Shammai says, Keneged Yamam HaNichnasim. And the first day you light 8, because 8 days are coming in. The second day you light 7, 7 days to go, etc. Beis Hillel says, no. The first day, 1 day has come in already. So you light 1, and the second day 2 has come in, you light 2. And that's one opinion. The other opinion is that Beis Hillel holds, Beis Shammai holds, Keneged Parei HaChag, and therefore the Parei HaChag go in descending order, and Beit Hillel holds, at Malin Ba'Kedesh, Ve'ein Moiridin, that we go up in Kedusha, and we don't go down. Ayin Sham, is you go up and not down. V'tamu atuva lechora halimud mi parei achag. Chora ze mod kasher leavin what the limud is from the parei achag. Sharei hatem potchim hem me'atam hamvoar pochatin hem. Why do you go down the parei achag? Why do the bulls brought on Sukkot go in descending order? Because it's keneged the 70 nations. Because as the Mepharshim say, Sifsei Chachamim, the Maharal and the Gur Aryeh, otherwise Malam HaKadosh Ve'en Ridin, so why do we go down and not up? And we're supposed to go up in Kedusha. There it is, because the 70 nations are diminishing. But Maze Kashul V'Nes Chanukah, V'Amad Al Zeh Amar Shasham, V'Katav Dachinam Yikatam Al Mitzad Acher, Ayin Sham, V'Lo Eviu Miparei Achag, The Marsha says a dachuk explanation in the Gemara. That's not really the reason, but it is really the reason. You see, pshat in the Gemara is that just like you have keneged yamim hanichnasim, you do 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So to keneged parei achag, that's one of the reasons given. And it's not just answering the kasha, how come you're not doing malam bakodesh v'lo moridim? And the Marsha says, oh, it's not really the reason for Ner Chanukah, because Ner Chanukah has nothing to do with the keneged ayin umos, that there are 70 nations, and they're mismayit v'holech, on Sukkot, we're bringing 70 parim, and then we just go in descending order. What does that have to do with Chanukah? So according to the Maharsha, no, we're just proving from that when there's a reason, you're allowed to go down and you're allowed to go in descending order. But it's not the Mashmaos of the Gemara. Mashmaos of the Gemara is that it's really the reason. It's really Keneged Parim. It's really Keneged Parei Achag. They go down, so we go down. Not just to answer the kasha of why we're not saying Malam B'Kodesh Ve'lo Moridin. And then we're going to understand the Gemara. Ma pshat, ma kesher bin parei achag l'chanukah. And also Beis Hillel says Malam B'Kodesh. So Beis Shammai agrees in principle Malam B'Kodesh. So what's the machlokas b'chlal? Beis Shammai is saying that there's a reason to be poches v'holech. So since there's a reason to be poches v'holech, we have keneged yamim hanichnasim, that you want to be poches v'holech. So memela, you can learn from Parei Achag that that's possible if you have a reason. So then Beis Hillel should have said, not malam b'kodesh v'lo meridin, because Beis Shammai agrees on malam b'kodesh v'lo meridin. He should have said, no, you can't learn this from Parei Achag. You can't learn not to follow Malam B'Kodesh from Parei Achag. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara just says the reason of Beis Shammai is Parei Achag, and the reason of Beis Hillel is Malam B'Kodesh. According to the Maharsha, the Iker is Chaser Min HaSefer. Because Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai agrees with Beis Hillel, the Malam B'Kodesh. So Beis Hillel should have said, why here we still say Malam B'Kodesh, even though we have Parei Achag that teaches you don't always have to be Malam B'Kodesh. So the Maharsha is very hard to perish to digest. So it must be that that's really a reason. Parei Achag is not just showing us that you're allowed to go in descending order. Zebem et tam. And Beis Hillel don't argue with this tam of Parei Achag. Just Beis Hillel says, Malam B'Kodesh V'lo Moridin. All right, you have Parei Achag that go in descending order, but you have Malam B'Kodesh that go in ascending order. Uvezeh Hader Tamua. Mazeh Inyan. The Parei Achag. So now we're back to the drawing board. What does Chanukah have to do with Parei Achag? And we see from Parei Achag that when we have a reason, we don't have to say Malam B'Kodesh. And it's Mashmah that Beis Hillel agrees in the principle that we can learn from Parei Achag. So why does Beis Hillel agree? That's all right, you don't have to do Malam B'Kodesh. You know, Beis Hillel insists you do Malam B'Kodesh. Parei Achag says you don't have to do Malam B'Kodesh. So what talk is the reason of Beis Hillel? That we say Malam B'Kodesh here when we have a reason not to say Malam B'Kodesh? So sof sof אנחנו רוצים להבין את הגמרא מה מחלוקת בדיוק בין בית שמאי לבית הלל ומה הקשר בין פרי החג לחנוכה. פרי החג there's 70 כנגד the 70 nations and חנוכה what 70 do you have? ולפי דברינו נראה כך שיסוד דין המהדרין הוא כדי לבטא יותר את עניין הנרות שכמו שכתב הרמב״ם עיקרם הוא להרות ולגלות את הנס. ובהידור ישנו יותר להרות ולגלות. והוא בין לגבי המהדרין המדליקים נר לכל אחד ואחד, שזה אומר יותר שהנרות אינם כלפי הנס שבמקדש, שלא הייתה שם על הדלקה אחת, וכלפי זה סגי גם כן הדלקה אחת בבית, אלו כלפי הניצחון הנוגע לכל אחד ואחד. ויסוד דין of מהדרין is to express the union of the נרויס. The Rambam writes, "Aharus elegalus is hanes," and the more mahudr you are, the more laharus elegalus you have of the nes. So you have the mahadrin, who are madlik ner lekol echad ve'echad, shezeh omer yoter. This says more that the Neros aren't klapei hanes in the Mikdash. Because in the Nes in the Mikdash, they only had one hadlaka. So it should be enough to have one hadlaka at home. So when you have everyone lighting, one candle per person, it's klapei the nitzachon. The victory at war, as we discussed, that's what the nesiv, that's what the hadlakas neros are megale. That there was a victory at war, just showing the tsuras have victory. That nature just was allowed to run full throttle and it wasn't stopped by anything. It had the power of Ein Sof in it. And therefore, this is shaykh to everybody. Everybody has the light because we were all part of the war, the victory at war. Everybody benefited from that. And this also relates to Mahajan Min HaMahajan. Shebazeh ba mispar ha-nerot, the number of candles are coming to emphasize the mahut of the miracle, the essence of the miracle that comes, as we explain, from the nullification of the limitation of the power of the kindling, the bitul hagbalas koyach hadolek, the nullification of the limiting of the power of lighting that the shaman has. So there the Lishna Kama holds that the machlekes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is what expresses more this inyan. According to Beis Shammai, you light keneged yamim hanichnasim. Shebezeh mevo'ar meha hadlaka shel shmona neirot biyom harishon. Shebiyom zeh hayta pashtut al shmona yamim habayim. So first the Lishna Kama holds the machloikas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is what expresses more this inyan. According to Beis Shammai, you light corresponding to the Yamim HaNichnasim. Now with this we see from the eight candles that we light that on this day there was a hispashtus, an expansion on all 8 days. And the seven candles, hispashtus shel shiva yamim hanichnasim, extends to all 7 days that are coming in. In other words, the idea of the lighting is, as we said, to show the koach hispashtus, that nature spread. So here it spread, that on the first day it spread the power of nature to all 8 days. It has power to light for all 8 days. And the second day, it has the koach to go for 7 more days. Koach has pashtus of nature. And Beis Hillel says, no, yamim hayotzim. Because here Beis Hillel is the befoal. Befoal we see the koach has pashtus on 1 day, and then we see the koach has pashtus on the second day, and then the koach has pashtus on the third day. So on the first day, one candle, because we have a koach hispashtus, nature extended 1 day, now nature extended 2 days, now nature extended 3 days. So that's what Beis Hillel holds, what was actually revealed. So that's all according to the Lishna Kama. Lishna Basra learns that the greatest gilui on this, that the Mahalach wasn't together shar nisim, like we said, it wasn't God coming in and doing something supernatural, but rather letting nature run its course, is that we're mitzayin the koach hatzimtzum v'agbala hagover al koach hitpashtut. We note the power of contraction and hagbala that overpowers the koach hispashtus. Shemizeo shemavuah yoter shaita lakai de koach hitpashtut. Shad kama shebatel mimeno koach hanegdisha l'agbala v'atzimtzum. Now, in the first day, what happened was there was a spashtus, there was so much power that the koach of Teva was weakened for 8 days. In other words, normally there's a koach on Magbil that stops you, that this should only light for 1 day. But on the first day, it had so much power that it went for the full 8. It had the power to go for the full 8. And then on the second day, it was overcoming the koach negdi, the opposing force, and it had power for 7 days. ומזה מבואר ביותר שכך היה מהלך הנס שכן נתבר עיקרם של הנרות כדי לגדות עליהן זה קראתו. וכן אכן דמי ממש לפרי החג הפוחתים ברוכים כיוון שבאו נגד דבר הפוחת והולך. ועוד אין כן הוא במספר הנרות שבאו להדגיש את הכוח של הפוחת והולך, שהוא זה שקבע את משך ההדלקה, ואם לא כן, היה כוח ההתפשטות שישנו בנרות דולק והולך בלא הפסק. כפי זה אמרו בגמרא בדעת בית הלל, שאומנם נכון הוא הדבר לציין את הדבר הפוחת והולך. אבל אז זה נגד הכלל שמעלים בקודש ואין מורידים. In other words, according to Beis Shammai, it's mamish like the Parei HaChag. Because what's the Parei HaChag? Parei HaChag is Poches V'Holech. It shows that the nations are becoming less and less, and therefore we're being fewer and fewer bulls. Because what are the nations? The nations are the Koach HaNegdi. And the Koach HaNegdi, this opposing force, has been neutralized. So therefore, on the first day, the opposing force has been neutralized. So we light 8. And then on the second day, they're becoming less. We're showing that this opposing force is becoming neutralized, and so now it's 7. And the third day, in other words, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, so then it has the power to go for 8 days, but we're going in on the first day, and if we light 8 candles, and the second day it has the power for 7, and then the third day the power for 6, because it's going against Teva. And the idea of Poches V'Holech is to show that it corresponds also to the Parei HaChag, which are Poches V'Holech, that they're getting progressively weaker. In other words, this power that goes against us is getting progressively weaker. And that's why we go down in number. So on the first day, we light 8 candles to show that the Koach HaMagbil was weakened for 8 days. So we have 8 candles. And now the Koach HaMagbil is going to be weakened for 7 days. And we can go down in order. It's like the Parei HaChag. Because the Koach HaMagbil is being weakened. That's what the Parei HaChag is. That the Koach HaMagbil, i.e. the nations, are being weakened. The limiting, those who limit us. So to be light 8 on the first day to show those who limit us, I know we have overpowering them. We have 8 days of power here. And you're not going to be limiting us. And then we have 7 days of power to show and limit us. So on one hand, we're showing our power, and that their power is less and less. That's what's symbolized by the going down in number, just like their karbanos go down in number. So it seems we're emphasizing both our koach, the koach of nature, the koach of the Jewish people, to overcome. On one hand, so 8 on the first day, we have the power of 8 days now to light against the koach HaMagbil in 7 days. And also we're going in descending order, which symbolizes like the Parei HaChag, that they're getting progressively weaker as we go on. Because we were magged the first day, shows that we have power over them 8 days, and then 7 days, 6, in other words, it's going down, shows that they're getting weaker. And that is like the Karbanos, that shows that they're getting weaker. That's the Koach of Poches V'Holech. Connected them that are Poches V'Holech. So Beis Hillel says, I agree with you, Poches V'Holech, that the Koach HaNegdi is becoming less and less. And we have power, and that's what Chanukah is showing. That every day we knock down, again, we keep lighting, and we keep overcoming the Koach HaNegdi, showing that we have more power over the other side that stops us from lighting, because really it's only supposed to be for 1 day. And yet in the first day, it already had power for 8. So that's one Here it's Amamish Befoal, one time we're knocking down the Koach HaNegdi, and then the second day is seven. So that in potential we have seven to show that again, the Koach HaNegdi has no power over us, and every day we're giving him another knock in the head, this conflicting force. And again, that's what Nes Chanukah was. Nes Chanukah was giving power to nature to just keep going, and the Koach HaNegdi is just keep diminishing and has less and less power. They still agree in principle, but they say still we need Malam B'Kodesh Vein Moridin. And therefore we have to be Malam Mosif HaHolech, to show the Koach Hispashtus that it's going to keep getting stronger and greater. So we're not relating as much to the Koach HaMagbil. According to Beis Shammai, we're relating to the Koach HaMagbil, to show that the Koach HaMagbil is getting weaker and weaker. It's going in descending order. It's getting going down and down, the Koach HaMagbil. We're lighting to show each day that we beat you again. We have 8 days of beating you, 7 days of beating you, 6 days. Keep showing how weak the other Koach is, because they really should stop us, because it's within nature. Every day there's more of a reason that there should be no oil. And yet every day there still is. So that shows how the Koach HaNegdi is being weakened. So they still agree in principle. But they say, what can we do? We have a cloud of Malam B'Kodesh Vein Moridim. So let's do both. Let's do Malam B'Kodesh and also show the power of nature. Then on the first day, we have one, and then it's Mispashet. The Tev is Mispashet, that it even goes to two, to three, to four, to five, etc. So that's the Machlokes Ben Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel. Rambam, the Hilchot Chanukah, Beperek Dalet, Halacha Yud Bet, Kotev, Mitzvat Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Yad Meot. Tzich Adam Nizahir Ba Kedei Lodi Anes, Ulasif Vishabach HaKel, Vodaya Loa, Nisim Shasa Lano. Rambam po Kotev, She Mitzvat Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Meot. You have to be very careful about it, in order to tell about the miracle and to add to the praise of God, and thanking Him for the Nisim that He did for us. We have to understand what's the makor for the Rambam. We motzi this mitzvah naklal and say dafka this mitzvah is chaviva ad maot. A lot of Torah about this kasha. This mitzvah is dafka chaviva ad maot. How can you say one mitzvah is more chaviva than the other? All mitzvahs are chaviva ad maot. We also have to understand that the Rambam writes a sefer halacha lemaisa. What's the halacha l'maisa here in the mitzvah chaviva ad me'od? And the Rambam says you have to be very careful about it. Pitom, be careful about all the mitzvahs, not only the mitzvah that's chaviva ad me'od. Svarei Rambam tmuim ad me'od. Chavivim aval tmuim. Az ech nefaresh the Rambam? Az nira kach. Biyamnu that mitzvahs nechanukah is different than all of the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs, even though they have inyanim, they have kavanas, they have tachlis, lein nisbar, that's not okay to the etzem chiyuv of a mitzvah. That's an asiyas ma'isa mitzvah bavad. Nechanukah, the ikar of the ma'isa mitzvah is to be me'oyrer, is to arouse us to understand what the nes nitzachum is all about. That we praise God more. In other words, when we're lighting the candles, we're showing what a great miracle it was, and therefore we're going to be praising God even more. We're understanding the Mahus of the Nes of the Nitzachon, that it was the Koach HaTeva that was let the Koach HaEin Sofi of Teva was revealed, was exposed. And that's the second Brach of Shas Nisim Lavoseinu, which is besides the Maisa Mitzvah, the Brach of the Maisa Mitzvah of the Havik Nir Shal Chanukah. And that's the Din of Haneris Halalu, that we have to show that what these Neris are all about, between Begala and the Nes HaNitzachon. ואת זה הגדיר הרמב״ם במה שכתב שהיא מצווה חביבה עד מאוד, שאם בשאר המצוות עיקר חיבו על המעשה היבש, שמצד עצמו אין בו עניין של חביבות, אליו כמובן החביבות של עשיית רצון השם שישנה בעשיית המצווה. הרי נר חנוכה עיקרו בהתבוננות בניסים וזיכרון הניצחון, שדבר זה מביא מצד עצמו חביבות לעשייה זו המזכירת תוקף השם וגודל חסדיו על עמו ישראל. ואם כן, הלכה למעשה אמר כאן הרמב״ם לגבי עצם הקיום של מעשה המצווה, הוא שגוף המצווה וחיובה הוא באופן שבהכרח ישנה חביבות בעשיית המצווה. So, the Rambam is magdir here when he says that it's a mitzvah chaviva ad meod. Other mitzvahs, the chiyuv is what they call in Hebrew, ha-maaseh ha-yavesh, just a dry maaseh mitzvah. There's no special need of chavivus. There's a chavivus that you're doing ratzon Hashem, avad. But the etzem maaseh mitzvah is no chavivus besides doing ratzon Hashem. And the act itself, ratzon Hashem applies to all mitzvahs, but in the specific act of the mitzvah, there's no special chavivus. But Ner Chanukah, there's a special chavivus. Because Ner Chanukah, the etzem maaseh is meaningless unless you're mizbeinah what it's telling us. It's telling us about the nitzachon ha-mulchama. Because then it reminds us of the Tokef Hashem b'goydel chasad avalayim imamo Yisrael. It's a great chesed that Hashem did with Klal Yisrael. So Allah l'maisa, the Rambam is telling us here, v'gavei etzem akim shal maisa mitzvah v'guf ha-mitzvah v'chiyuvah. The Rambam is telling us this is chaviv. In other words, when you do this mitzvah, you have to remember what great miracles Hashem did for us, and how He allowed the koch ha'in sofi in Klal Yisrael to be revealed when we won the milchama. That's revealed in the neiros, that the koch ha'in sofi of the neiros is being shown, because the koch ha'negdi was removed. Normally, He only had enough to light for one night, but nature ran its full course, and it just kept going. So there has to be chavivus when you do the mitzvah. Because if you're not makir the nais, then there's no mitzvah. It's not just the maisa mitzvah that you're doing because God wants you to do it. It's a maisa mitzvah that comes with haneris halalu, shanu madlikim al anisim val anflos val atshuas. Anisim val anflos val atshuas val mochamas. It's to remind us of that, of we saw in the previous shir, halil hoido, where we have to thank Hashem for all the wonders. So it has to come along with that. You can't just do the maisa and be done with it. I'm a kaving to me, a kaim ratzon Hashem, and that's it. You have to think of what's behind the maisa, which is in the memory of the miracle. Therefore, the Rambam continues. The Rambam doesn't mean that since the mitzvah chaviva, you have to be careful about it. It's pasha, you have to be careful to mekayim all the mitzvahs. The Rambam is telling us is that you have to be careful to be mekayim in such a way that from the kiyum mitzvahs hadlaka there's going to be a hisava b'shevach hakel v'hoidayla, that we come to praise Hashem more. That's what the Rambam means. So now there's a beautiful pshat in the Rambam. Mitzvahs ne'achanek ha'chaviv yad ma'id v'tzorach adam nizor ba. What's the zehirus? Kedei lo'hidiyah ha'neis lo'hisav. You have to be careful to be careful in it, in order that by being careful, you will be moidia the neis, you will tell about the miracle and add praise and thanks to Hashem for the miracles He did for us. So it's not just, of course, you're careful about all mitzvahs, but you have to be careful to have kavana, you know, the kavana behind the hadlaka, which is to add praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's part and parcel of the mitzvah. V'arim hetev devrei Rambam b'siyata d'shmaya. ואולי בזה אפשר לבאר גם את מה שכתב המגיד משנה בהלכה י"ב, המקרוא עם תוף רע"א, סעיף קטן א', שמקורו של הרמב״ם והטוב השולחן ערוך שכתבו שצריך להיזהר, זה של מגמרא שבס, זוהר בנר, רש"י שזה נר שבס, נר חנוכה. וזוהר בנר יהבנו תמיד חכמים, It's very difficult to understand. There's no chiyuv said there, just a schar. And also we have to understand, it's also said about Ner Shabbos. So why doesn't the Rambam write about Ner Shabbos? This inyan of Tzarech Lizarba. The whole word is that because the Gemara promises you this great schar, so why does the Rambam only say that you have to be very careful about Ner Chanukah, not about Ner Shabbos? Adrav, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos, in the fifth paragraph of Halach Aleph, that Avakas Ner B'Shabbos, Eina Mitzvah Shechayv Lirdof Acharei. Based on what we said, we can understand as follows, that the Chambam is bringing a raya from the sugya that compares the two neros. The Ner Chanukah is like Ner Shabbos. The Tachlis isn't the Etzem Maisa Hadlaka. By Shabbos, the Tachlis is the Toitzo of Shalom Bayis, like we see in the sugya and Shabbos. So by Chanukah also, the Toitzo is that it's the Iker is the outcome of the mitzvah. By Sofa B'Shelach, Shavach HaKel, you're going to praise Hashem and thank Him. That's why the Rambam says you have to be very careful. So we have a makor. Because again, the being very careful is not that you're being very careful to do the mitzvah. That it doesn't say by Ner Shabbos. Being very careful is to think about the kavanah behind the mitzvah. That's why the Ram says it's derived from the sugya, is that it's like by Ner Shabbos, the ikar is not the maisa, it's the taitza that you're having the shalom bayis. For that, you don't have to have kavanah, that's just going to come in mela. Here, you have to come and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu more and thank Hashem more. So therefore, you have to be very careful. It's not the Etzem Maisa, it's the Totsah. So, in the Torah, Yitaka puts the two together. He says you have to remember the Nes when you light the candles. So you can say pshat like we said, that your zehirus is to remember why you're lighting. The Shulchan Aruch, he says you have to be nisar, but he doesn't say anything about the nes and the shevach. He's just saying you have to be careful about the mitzvah itself, so that doesn't stem with our pshat. And then also you have no raya from Shabbos. What does Shabbos have to do with it? There also it's not a chiyuv, it's a schar. It's compared to the schar you get, it's compared to Shabbos. So, according to what we said before, it's very good because being compared to Shabbos in the sense that the ikar is not what you're, the maisa, but the tachlis that comes out of it. That you're being mosif b'shevach hakel, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention that part. So you really have no raya from Shabbos, and why should you be nisar more in this mitzvah than other mitzvahs? Koponim, we Baruch Hashem, so in the flows, but we still have a lot more to say. It's just amazing. Amazing. And then Rabbeinu has a shtickle on Kofsa Zakukla. And we just have a lot of amazing things to look forward to in life. So please, I ask you to stick with me. And we will see more in the flows. And I thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest in this place. Lena, that we should be so happy to continue.